Yeah, this is music from Luxembourg. It's the only piece I've chosen from Luxembourg, but to be honest, I could have chosen so many more. This being Luxembourg, of course, it's a small country. I know one or two of the members of Achterbahn that, as far as I know, don't exist anymore. I used to call them Achterbahn. I thought that was even funnier. There is so much I could say about this, but just a few things. First of all, I love this kind of music. I think it's incredibly good music, and I think it deserves to be world-renowned, and it's not the only track. I think other artists from Luxembourg deserve to be more famous than they are, and sometimes I find it very disappointing that they don't make it much further. But I love this kind of music. It's not unlike Fortet. It's electronic. It's got organic sounds in it. There are no lyrics. It's beautiful. Luxembourg has great music, and especially at the time when I did spend 6 months back in Luxembourg. This is after I finished a traineeship in Uruguay, of all places. I went to Uruguay after studying in London, and I did a traineeship in the biggest newspaper in Uruguay, in Montevideo, and I worked in the sports section because I was writing about, you know, tennis and football in Spanish. It's a strange thing to do, but that's what I did, and I came back to Luxembourg after that and didn't really know what to do with myself. I hadn't done any formal journalism training, so I spent 6 months in Luxembourg, and they were very, very constructive and stimulating months. They really were, because I did a lot of radio, I did journalism, I found my vocation, I think, at the time, for journalism. I also just had a great time. I was going out a lot. It was 6 months of relative freedom. I had a radio show with friends on Radio Ara, where I learned a lot how to produce a show. And I had all of this exposure to music, because, you know, I was playing the music I wanted on that radio show. And I went to these bars in Luxembourg, which were great. Exit 07 was one of them. Declic was my favorite place in the whole of the country at the time. They had great bands, great people met up there. I went to the Elevator Bar, which played great electronic danceable music. I just feel like it was, for me, a little bit of a golden age in Luxembourg when I was there. It was around 2007, 2008. And this band, Achterbahn, was one of the bands that were performing, and where I knew a few of the members, and I just thought it was just sublime music. You know, even though I don't live in Luxembourg anymore, I have very positive things to say about the country, because you can take a lot out of Luxembourg. And I did at the time. You know, you can do national radio and national TV very easily because it's such a small country. You know, you can meet a lot of people. You can interview the highest ranking members of a government in Luxembourg relatively easily. You can interview the prime minister or members of parliament, you know, because it's a small country. So for me, it was just a great place to learn things, and it was just a very stimulating time as well. So those are very fond memories of Luxembourg. You might remember from when we started talking, I associated Luxembourg, or at least the time in my life, with more difficult times when I was 18, 19. Well, this was a great time to go back and appreciate everything that I could do in that country and all the friends that I had. You know, I've been asked this question before, or I ask myself this question a lot, you know, because journalists love answering this question: what's the biggest interview you've ever done, you know? And I'd answer it maybe twofold. One, I mean, some of the most memorable things I've heard came from Luxembourg politicians that I have access to, because, you know, I'm the only Luxembourgish journalist based in the United States in Washington who they can speak to when they visit. And so I get a lot of very interesting information from the prime minister, or from, you know, I had a great interview with Jean-Claude Juncker, who was still the president of the European Commission at the time. That was an interview I did in Osaka in Japan after a G20 summit. And it was just a great insight into what the summit had been like, and also what his dealings with Trump had been like, because I covered Trump here in Washington for 4 years. And so he gave me some really good insights. So that was very memorable. And again, it's the advantage of being from Luxembourg. You do have access to national leaders easier. But I think the favorite person I've ever interviewed, in fact, there were two at the same time. I was in Angola in to cover the Africa Cup of Nations in soccer, football, at the time. I'm not sure what year this was. Maybe it was 2006 or 2007, somewhere around there. No, probably 2008, 2009. So it was an Africa Cup of Nations, and I interviewed two people at the same time, two of the biggest football players of all time, Eusebio of Portugal and Pelé of Brazil. It was a short interview. It was in Portuguese, so it was a chance for me to use my Portuguese that I had learned during the few years prior. So it was just, you know, one of those moments where you're starstruck as an interviewer, you know, basically interviewing your idols. That can happen. But there are some people who I obviously still want to interview. One I'm afraid I will never be able to interview is Maradona. Diego Maradona is somebody I would have loved to have interviewed, and Lionel Messi is the other one, and that sounds very difficult as well. As you can hear, you know, I mean, the people I'm really interested in are football players.